Degrees here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The judge who oversees Nashville's human trafficking court is pushing to expand the program to other parts of the state. On our midday show, This is Nashville, Ana Escobar says as a new judge in 2018, she was handed the city's struggling diversion program that helps human trafficking survivors. And that, she says, was quite an education.
I laugh at what I used to know compared to what I know now. I fell into the myth of, you know, you're walking around and, you know, you get kidnapped in a white van. I fell into the myth that it happened overseas. But it is here in our city, just in plain sight.
More often, Escobar says, young women are trafficked by a family member or lured through social media by what are known as Romeo pimps. In the process, they are charged with associated drug crimes, theft, and robbery. The new program, now called Athena's Court, offers leniency for charges in exchange for joining the two-year program. Escobar has been working to get state recognition for the diversion model so that other counties can adopt it. As Starbucks prepares to open corporate offices in Nashville, some of its baristas picketed outside a Goodlettsville location Saturday. The marchers chanted, "No contract, no coffee. No workers, no Starbucks." They told the Nashville Banner that several area locations have been chronically understaffed for years. Starbucks announced this spring it plans to invest $100 million in the local headquarters, which is expected to employ 2,000 people. It garnered $30 million in state economic development grants to come to Nashville. Nashville is again suing the Trump administration. This time, it's over withheld anti-terrorism dollars. Nashville is among localities arguing that DHS should not be able to tie election security mandates to the security grants. Among the mandates is more usage of the controversial SAVE system, which seeks to verify citizenship. You're listening to 90.3.